Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Glad to be here with you on this wonderful hump day. When aren't they wonderful, right? Means we're halfway there. And we only have halfway to go. Yeehaw. So I am very happy to be able to give you readings this evening. This is our alternate show, I guess you know, isn't it? Where we will...
Alternate Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I'll explain it if you want, you can, whatever you decide.
And for you, Michelle, I'm sorry I miscounted, so we'll still take a look at this. Yeah, and I want you all to remember, as most of you do, but we have newcomers every now and again, and we want to make sure everybody's on the same page. I'm using ordinary playing cards, as I am right now holding up for our Facebookers. If you are a blog talker who is also on Facebook, please feel free to join us on the Facebook show page, which is The Psychic Love Doctor Show. All right? Good people there. You're only a new person once. After that, you're just part of the family. And I want to make sure you all know, ordinary playing cards, no tarot, no oracle card reading, no other system that is out there. And of course, there are many and they're wonderful, but that isn't what I've done over the years. I have focused solely on personal prophecy. And after my grandmother passed, I did a lot of research. I could not find this method in print, as in a library, on the internet. Of course, there are other card reading systems using ordinary poker cards like this, but none that were identical to this one. So I've studied this method for 30 years, wrote a book that was published in 08 in London at O Books, which is John Hunt Publishing. And I was going to tell you.
You can see it on the camera.
What?
Folks that are on Facebook can see the book right there.
Oh, yes, behind me.
The message.
I was going to tell you that with grandmother's passing, I am the only living expert of this method. And the, I don't know what you want to call me, Grand Poobah, I don't know.
You have to call yourself whatever you want, since there's no official thing.
That's true. And for those of you that may be interested, that may like what you see in here, I do teach this, and I have an upcoming free course that anybody can join that will give you the fundamentals. You'll learn how to vary. Well, we'll say again, fundamental level, you will learn, use this method, and those that wish to go on can become actually credentialed, where you can hang out a shingle, or you can have a back pocket, what I would call a, you know, back pocket career that you can pop out when you need to. So it is really worth taking the time to learn. Now, with that said, I'm going to also remind everyone I'm using a full 24-card layout where others may be used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever number of cards. And a lot of them do it really fast. Bring, bring, bring. And I prefer to slow it down a bit, use a full 24-card layout, which gives me a pretty good glimpse at the landscape of your life. So with that said, remember, give me a couple minutes, a minute or two at least, and Jimbo will now take over to tell you how to have a fantastic phone call when you call in.
Yes, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also would like to remind you folks out there, if you are international, please, please let us know that you're international, of course. Yeah, we'll give you live international shout-outs like we will to nobody right now. We have a lot of people watching, but nobody has spoken up that's international.
Not yet.
Not yet. They will come. Book them. They will come. All right. Let's talk to the basics here. It's 515-602-9676. That is a number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show all you want. Bottom line is you can listen to the show. And if it's before the show, you hear music. And if you hear absolute silence, something's wrong, call back. You just didn't connect right. Alternate Wednesday today, so Facebookers, we will be doing you more frequently. We'll start off with the phones first. They've been waiting the longest. And yeah. We will alternate to you Facebookers. Now, Facebookers, you got to be on the ball because it has to be a Facebook Messenger, audio or video, however you want to do it. It has to be the Deborah Lee. If we try to do the type thing, it's going to basically make a whole bunch of people not get readings by the end of the show. It's real slow. And your reading's not as good, bottom line. The communication is really bad because of the delays that are involved. So we'll make it clear. You'll have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And most of the regulars are. If you're new, we can walk you through that if you ask. But I'm not going to babble about it right now. Nobody's in here ready to do it. Just ask me and I shall tell you. Either way, no matter how you're getting your reading, the harps are going to be the sound that you'll hear when your reading is concluded. So please, please, for the sake of others that are waiting to get their reading, let it end, please. Eagerness, if you're eager, boy, you can go right on that psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private reading. And then you will have no harps or me or anybody bothering you. It'll be you and Deb, one-on-one, whatever time block you arrange. Or you wait till you do another show and you try to get back in the queue and be first or something. But before we move on to the next caller after the harps are played, I'm going to give you a single card. I'm going to give you a single card from the same method, except it'll be a virtual deck, not a real deck. So and I will be accessing that from the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. There's a free reading right at the top right. Well, you have your little menus near the top as well. This is free reading, and it is free as free can be. So you got that going for you.
Well, I'm so happy, Michelle. In my heart, I really felt she was going to come back. Kitty came back.
Oh, well, cats. You know how cats are, boy.
You know, they do that too, Prowl.
They're crazy, boy. Sometimes they don't. It doesn't mean bad things happen. Sometimes cats are like independent. A lot of them are independent. I'm like, I think I'll go to a different home, you know?
Oh, Virgil. He wants to know. He's from Alabama.
So and actually, a shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Well, he's wondering if that counts as international. Might be another planet, actually. So that would be interplanetary international.
Maybe it's a type of mushrooms that he's doing acid with. Alabama mushrooms.
I do have to tell you, Virgil, I tried your toasted, how are we going to put this, tomato sandwich. It's awesome. You're right. That is going to be my new snack from now on. I used really luscious beefsteak, you know, the big tomatoes.
You know what's going to be really good on that?
What?
Some freaking bacon.
Well, then you're halfway to a BLT.
Aha! That's my point. I will take a BLT over a freaking tomato toast sandwich any day of the week, year, month, anything.
Well, it's good.
The thing is the making of the bacon part. Now, if you make a bunch of it ahead of time, you can just warm it up and put it on the sandwich.
You could.
Because I think a lot of the thing about this sandwich is the quickness of it, right? Slice a couple tomatoes, pop the toast in, you're done.
Yeah. Now, Darryl liked what he called, it was, of course, the bacon, lettuce, tomato. Then he wanted mayo, egg, and cheese. So
sure. That's just a big, giant breakfast sandwich.
Yeah. If he would turn it into an acronym.
Oh, it's a big, giant breakfast sandwich. Now, for my breakfast sandwich, I usually don't put mayo on them, but if you did, I'd be all right with it. I like mayo. Do I make breakfast sandwich every morning with that keto bread? And that's basically, it has meat, egg, and cheese on it, and pepperoni. And then I put a bunch of hot sauce on it after I microwave it. So it's pretty good. Oh, and the bacon, of course. Yeah, it's got lots of good stuff. Yeah.
Well, I recommend to others, if you've been looking for a very quick, here I go, giving a commercial on this, but it is that good.
What?
That tomato toasted, and I made the toast dark. Very good.
Some people don't like tomatoes, though, they're going to have a problem.
Now, in the future, I might add a slice of onion, some fresh jalapenos, not the pickled variety.
Pickled ones have their uses.
Possibly.
Not in the sandwich usually, though, but they have their uses.
What, the pickled ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually not for sandwiches. They're good in, they can be good in like a cheese dip.
Oh, yeah. They have their uses.
They have their uses, yep. They can. They're not to be poo-pooed on. You know, people like fresh everything and think, you know, pickled things.
You're saying it's better with ham, Jim. Bacon spoils the tomato. Now, ham I could go for.
I don't know. Every time I've had a million BLTs in my life and nothing got spoiled in that sandwich.
I guess it's personal preference.
I guess. Except a BLT is pretty much on every breakfast menu here.
But it sounds like a good one you could take on the go without a big mess. You know, sometimes it's hard to...
Not that hard.
And my kids always said that I would take their sandwich whole and I would use like a paper towel. And I would wrap it like it was in a diaper. And they always would say, Mom, make sure you put a diaper on it. Because it was easier for them to run out the door.
But I would like ham for variety.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I'm not going to poo-poo the bacon. I'd have bacon one day, maybe ham the next. I mean,
sausage.
Yeah. That's another thing on my record sandwich is a nice sausage patty. Like the maple or the hot spicy.
Or plum. Even the what are the sausage links?
The links?
Yeah.
The links are, you want to get... The links, yeah, they might want to come rolling out of that sandwich. That's why if you get
Rachel.
A lot of cheese in there, it'll hold it together, milky.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
Rachel's getting hungry.
International shout-out to Rachel and land them all seas.
Yes, we're glad to have our interplanetary.
Well, that'd be interstellar.
That'd
be an interstellar shout-out.
That would.
Yes. All right.
All right, before we get going. Have you done your thing?
I've done my things, and my things have been done.
Just want to tell everybody, I read on a very reputable website. In fact, it's part of the New York Times. They said, you know who Sean Penn is? Now, this guy, I'm not here to mock him, really. He did amazing things when Haiti had its earthquake. You know, this guy is front and center whenever there's something catastrophic going on. He is taking his Academy Awards and he's giving them over to Ukraine, Zelensky, I'm not sure how to say his name, so that they can turn them into bullets. Chef.
Yeah, I haven't heard any bullet shortage going on in the Ukraine that a few Academy Awards are going to make a difference on. And that's not bullet material, those freaking awards. I'm pretty sure they're not made out of lead.
I don't know what they're made out of, but...
It needs to be a very dense, heavy metal.
And then when he got told, well, we haven't... And this was the second part I didn't tell you. He got told by that president of Ukraine. He said, well, you know, we've got enough ammunition.
Right.
He said something really...
That makes sense.
Awesome. He said, still, you hang on to them. And when all of this is over, I want you to bring them to me in Malibu, California, and give them back.
Right. Yeah, well, that's different. He's not looking for bullets. He's looking for maybe freaking F-18s and heavy-duty stuff. That's what they're looking for. Yeah.
Anyway.
They're probably pilots to fly them. So.
Yeah, he had a marriage with Madonna that was,
They're both whack jobs. I can see that. I mean, he's had some good movies.
Who, him?
Sean Penn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a very good actor.
Yeah, I mean, he did all that teenage bad boy stuff, but he's done lots of good stuff after that when he actually matured more.
Yeah, he really did. All right.
919, let me go unmute them. 919 is our first caller from North Carolina. Welcome, 919. You are caller number one.
Hello, welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Hi, this is Kay from living in Georgia, but
yes.
North Carolina.
Okay.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I have a question regarding romance. So it's been a minute since I talked to you guys about that. I did hear from Karen, but that's not who I'm calling about. You know, we just kind of chatted some. But I met someone named Ramona, and I'm just wondering, What kind of energy do you pick up with her?
Ooh,
between the two of them, should I say?
It's good to find this out, like, early on in a relationship. And whether it's formed yet or not, you may as well know what the potential is.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I got you there. And the energy, yes, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you think things are great because you feel a lot of energy, but you don't know if it's being reciprocated, if the other person's feeling the same way. You think so sometimes.
Right.
But, you know, you want to...
She's really nice, and I'm enjoying it. It's a surprise. It's somewhat surprising. I didn't see this.
Good surprise. That's a good surprise. Those are the good surprises. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, people don't just randomly show up in our path. They have a purpose for being there. Even sometimes if it's to teach us about rejection, you know.
Yes.
That also, while we learn to heal ourselves from feeling so rejected, it also enables us to treasure more what comes in the future after you've been rejected.
Yes, true. Very true.
International shout out to Louise in the UK.
Louise.
Been a while. Welcome.
Oh my goodness. I'm curious to know in what sort of atmosphere you met her, because this is under Spirit of Come Through, which you know is the designation. I adore her on this layout. And it says, that she is, would be, the potential, let's put it this way, potential is super strong for her to reciprocate. And that a relationship developed. So I'm curious to know how the two of you actually intersected
That's so interesting, because I had, it was during Pride weekend, and I had almost talked myself out of going to this day party, and I saw someone that I knew, and I was trying to get over to speak to that person, and I was looking around, and it looked like I was kind of gawking at her, staring at her, but I didn't see her, but I did see, you know, it's like you feel a body beside you, and when I realized, I was like taken aback, because she's very, very attractive, and I was just staring at her, so I tried to, you know, explain. I'm like, I was staring, but I wasn't staring at you. I was looking around you, and she said, well, I'm staring at you.
Oh.
And I thought, okay.
I love it.
Lord.
Like that.
No reason to beat around the bush. No reason whatsoever.
Wow. I know, right? It was like very new. I said, okay.
She knows what she's doing, yeah. Definitely feel that there could be a very good relationship here. So,
right. And you don't see any no worries whatsoever. That's a good thing.
How do you make the next move, or is it up to her?
What's your status?
And it's so funny, because we have been chatting daily.
Okay.
I invited her to a party Saturday.
There you go.
Nice.
So the moves have already been made. She just wants to know what you see.
Yeah,
cool.
I know.
That's good.
A little bit forward.
Well, you know.
Well,
if you feel it, you gotta check it out.
She was meant to be right there, and you were meant to be right there.
You cannot be left wondering if you do not take action.
So it's going to be very, very lovely for the two of you.
Wow. Okay, great.
All right. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Intuitive personal prophecy card reading. This card is the Ace of Clubs.
Yeah.
Significant communication in relation to your question is highlighted. Written correspondence, telephone, conversation, email, and or fax messages are perceived to carry considerable weight in the outcome of this situation. One important mission has been achieved. Rest assured you will find yourself moving forward toward achieving a stronger position overall.
Yeah.
And now you can reinterpret it for her.
Well, the Ace of Clubs confirms the communication
between
the two of you.
Wow.
Yeah, this card is almost got a moot sort of insight to give, because they're already doing that.
Yeah, I think, but it sounds like it's
Yeah.
It's important is what I think it's trying to say. It's important that you have been and probably continue to communicate is what I'm guessing. So
excellent.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, it almost
I
doesn't,
think
like
messaging is a wonderful way to get to know somebody, especially if it's not convenient to sit right
yes.
next to each other.
I mean,
yeah.
there are advantages of it, but you just have to, you can only put so much weight in that type of communication. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It opens doors. It you learn a few things about each other as long as everybody's being honest and stuff. But you can't say, oh, my God, I've been chatting with this person for 3 months. We're getting married, and I never met them. They can't go on that road.
Some have,
and I bet you know what? Divorce courts have the red carpet out for them, waiting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for holding the invitation
of
being caller number one. Thank you very much.
It's going to be terrific. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. Blessings to you both.
Yeah, and you know where to find us and give us updates or if you have any more questions about anything.
Definitely. I will give you
updates. Good luck to you, my dear. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck. Oh, I can't wait to hear more in the future.
In the future, yes, the future is wide open. All right, I have opened the floor. I typed it in. Now I will verbalize it. Messenger Deborah Lee now. We can only wait a minute or two. Then we're going back to the phones. But we'll go back again. So if you missed the bathroom or something, Facebookers, bingo.
Louise.
Here we go. Take it, Deb.
Hello there.
Hello. Am I faithful?
Pump up your volume,
yes,
Deb.
I'm going to turn your volume up. All right. Hello. Oh, look at how beautiful you look. No? I think you look absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I have very good taste in women.
Why you do.
Yes,
yes
I do. So what brings you to us this evening? Or else?
I suppose, when he said call, I took the chance and I did it.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Yes. And what is on your mind for us this evening or this
Nothing.
Morning?
So maybe a checkup. You were a little checkup then.
You know, I can't talk too much. I'm in a safe place. So anything that the card wants to tell me.
Looks like you're in a laundry room or.
Kitchen,
right?
My new flat. Let me show you
that. Oh yeah, show us.
Look at my
closet. It's called Effie. Oh, nice.
This is my contained flat.
It's my
residence just at the moment. I've been in a hotel for a few weeks now. I was declared homeless and blah, 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 but this is my journey.
Well, I think it's very lovely.
Yeah, it looks nice.
You've made it very homey.
I'm very grateful and so lucky.
Oh, it looks real nice. I mean,
very nice. You know, if you have gratitude, if you can get up every morning and feel some sort of gratitude.
You know, and I've met people along this last few weeks who are in a far worse situation than myself, and yes, I'm grateful every day.
That's wonderful. And what would you like me to look in the cards for you?
I don't know. I was just brought here to say, I would like you to just speak. I mean, I'm open to anything. I'm grateful right now, and my position right now is my position. So I've got hope.
Do you have any love interest in your life?
I don't want love right now. I've had a few. It's been an experience, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm more about myself right now.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a soldier.
And how many children do you have?
So I have two beautiful gifts from God.
That's just precious. Two beautiful gifts from God. That's great.
What do people that have unwanted children say? Gifts from Satan? Just curious. I'm just curious. I'm thinking, I always like to look at the other side of every coin. just for the hell of it.
And I mind it my family.
I don't feel that way about anything.
We like to flip it up and off now and again.
I just like to look at the flip side once in a while and think, what are the people that are feeling the opposite think?
Well,
I don't know anybody like that.
You've
got to
remember, though,
there's not many people out there like
that.
Back in
the days before birth control really took off, people just had children. You know, they just came along.
They had children, and they cooked with no nappies and terry towels, and they washed. You know, they were strong women then.
Yes, they were, and children were raised with an iron fist.
Yeah, everybody was pretty strong.
Then.
I don't know how far back you're going.
Kids worked.
But
instead of playing all the time,
life
they worked.
Yeah, they played a little bit, but you're right.
You know, I will tell you something. Whilst I've been on this journey, one thing that stuck in my mind, and I met this girl, and she was from Africa, and she's living here, but she wants to go back to Africa because she said to me, people in Africa don't suffer from mental health. Because everybody's grateful.
Well, that's a big thought.
She said, look at that. There's a running fountain of water. I walk for miles to get water. So we all have the same mentality. And no one, it isn't more to have there. So no one's really.
Well, wow, that's quite a
isn't it?
Yeah, perspective on life when basically she had nothing.
Yeah.
Mhm. And look at us. We have such abundance, and we cry and we whine.
I was crying. I didn't have a nail varnish, and that whole woman.
We're humans.
Yeah.
I mean, if us humans didn't get a little bit selfish and want better things for ourselves, we never really would have evolved.
No, we wouldn't have. You're right.
Yeah, it's
and I agree
human
with
nature
that,
is not to be satisfied.
To be down a level at this time, my life to be grateful, and when you hear stuff like that, it makes me more grateful.
And that is really important in terms of your walk. From what I see in your cards, you have come through some great obstacles for yourself. And I see that there's still a sense of insecurity, like pertaining to money. Money's difficult, and for a lot of us, okay? And I think, though, that you should focus more on the fact of like, flow instead of scarcity. A lot of times when people don't have much, they're thinking, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You know, I got this little bit of money. Well, instead think about there will be more. More will come. And the more that you can put that out there, the more the universe will respond in kind.
And it's because some of the little amounts have come and they're expecting much, maybe.
Yes. And actually, the security of home has been difficult for you. Very difficult. So we won't ask you to tell the world all about your personal issues, but I see that you've been through a lot. And the best part of all of this is it's as if you are climbing up this mountain, literally, on your hands and knees, but you're really close to the summit.
I feel it.
Yep, and when you get there, oh my gosh, it's a beautiful, gorgeous day, and the trip down is going to be like going down, I don't know how to put it, like easy, nice and easy going down. And you know what, you're going to
might have wings by then.
You might
fly,
you,
Robin, fly.
You're, when you are ready for love, Louise, it's going to just come
I
at
want
you
it, I want it, I want it.
Okay, well, boy, you've got many. I mean, this girl's got, it's raining men. It is raining men. Yeah, all over. Apparently, you forgot how to make it rain men.
I have forgotten how to make rain. We haven't made it rain men for so damn long. I don't know what we're supposed to do now. What do I do? What do I do?
But you had it. And never mind. Anyway, we'll go on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 men. It's
raining men. That was about right.
Weather girl.
And those men are pretty hot in that video.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
That's an old song.
Boy, you think you're going to put some chubby, bald
The
know,
reason I say that is...
It's an old song.
Oh, gosh. Louise, you are so well preserved for your age.
What does that mean?
It means you're very young, that you haven't aged. A lot of women your age look like their skin looks like an old boot at 41. So this is when you start to practice good skincare techniques and exfoliating. Do you exfoliate?
I do. I study, but water is a good trick. But I also think it comes from inside. If you're glowing inside, you're going to glow on your skin.
I like her perspective. Of course, myself, I've had to go the cosmetic way, not surgery. But, you know, I use, like, exfoliators and moisturizers and, you know. Anyways, I want you to know that you are going to be invited to a wedding coming. A girlfriend or a relative is going to get married. And this is when you are going to start meeting one of these. It's like a crowd of men. I mean, you're a gorgeous woman. You're hot.
Thank you.
Isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And her laugh slays me. It reminds me of the cartoons years ago. Catherine, and you guys might pick up on this. Muttley the dog, that would go, I can't do it right now.
I can't either right now. It's one of those things, the way he used to, it almost sounded like he was wheezing when he laughed. Yeah. Like an asthma wheeze when he laughed.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it that like that, but yeah, I know what she's talking about.
There it is.
But that's not like Muttley didn't do that. Muttley sounded like he was having an asthma attack almost.
Well, that's fair.
But it was
cute.
But he was a dog, so you know.
I just want you to know that when you're ready to step out, you are going to confront a choice of many. Make sure you choose, what is it, choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
Not poorly.
He chose poorly from the old Indiana Jones. All
right.
And that is the
we gotta
trick.
Do here.
And, you know, I might have to start shaving down there again.
You know, I know, but doctors say it's not good to do it.
Well, the old-fashioned women had wounds and hers.
She might have to start shaving down there again.
That's a personal preference thing.
Yeah,
it's coming down the neck. It's not good.
Well, doctors think that it's a barrier against picking up, say, an STD.
There's an extra layer of some kind of minor protection, but it's better than no layer.
Maybe I like to test them. If you can hack through it, then they're worth it.
Well, no. It doesn't mean it needs to be the... It doesn't need to be the Amazon jungle necessarily.
You know?
No,
right.
I like
to lightly trim.
We can give it a nice crew cut.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. Nice little afro.
But men, hang on to your pubic hair. I don't think we want to see that.
Now you're speaking. You're not speaking for anybody in any generation nowadays.
I just don't think what they.
You
have.
Are not speaking.
I know.
You're speaking for.
Old ladies.
People that are grandchildren age now. Don't do that. Don't do it.
Well, it's probably your heritage.
Let's do this.
I'm Eastern, I forget the name of it.
European.
European, yeah. Yeah, and got some Ukraine thrown in there. So I am also a wild African myself.
A wild bush.
Yeah, they say that man... came from that continent. That's what they throw out there.
My specification.
Or what was man then?
Well, the other thing is, as you age, you start balding. Balding. Yeah,
do this,
Deb. That African bush might just...
We got to do it, Deb.
All right, Jim is making us...
We have to do it. Here's your card. It is an 8 of diamonds, Deb.
All right. That's
what you hope to achieve will come through long-standing ties with others. You can rely on these ties when you need them the most. They're perceived to be extremely strong and resilient. Don't be afraid to ask for help from those closest to you at this time when you need it. You won't be disappointed.
Yep, exactly.
So you just did a reading if you want to.
That is a card of relationship. It's a good card. Was that the 8?
Yes.
8 of diamonds?
Yes, it was indeed the 8 of diamonds.
You used to use angel cards, but now you use them playing cards as well.
We're just rotate. We like to have variety, yes.
And I'm getting this app that I have. I'm getting it made into a deck that you can, you know, use anytime you want and pick a daily guide card, or you can, you know, do your own reading. So we're just playing with it now because I know these cards so intimately that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why you're glowing at the moment. This is good for you. Well done.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Like a room. All right. Well,
all right, honey, it's wonderful.
Yep.
To
do
see
not be a stranger. I'm glad that you rolled in. That
Thank
was cool. It was nice.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Long time. We love you a long time.
You're so
All right.
adorable.
You gotta go. You gotta go.
Bye-bye, darling.
Sayonara.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. International. The first Facebook reading was international.
Who's diving at 5? Is that you, Jim?
It's an old... Somebody used to have T-shirts back in the 70s and 80s. Stupid
oh,
stuff like that.
It's an old Hollywood thing.
No, that was Deb. You need to jump in like that, please.
I
don't
can look
it.
Back.
You can, but don't say it out loud when you because now you sound like you're almost retarded.
Well,
when you jump in the middle of a conversation, you go, "What is this? What are we diving at 5 for?" It's like, "Good God, Deb."
Do you guys know what a merkin is? Many do not. A merkin is what
the Hollywood thing.
Hollywood. Well, men are supposed to put their stuff in like a sack, a little bag. Like if you watch 50, what is it that? The gray. What was that called? 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Stupidity.
No, I love those movies.
Oh, here, you're going to sign a contract so I can beat you with a rubber dildo.
That isn't what
yes.
it was. No.
Yes. Yes. The sub will do whatever the master says, including butt fucking.
No, she got to.
But it was so. Come on.
Well,
you know what? I work at a shipyard with thousands of people. I never heard a guy say, that 50 Shades of Grey, that was a great flick. No guy on this planet has ever said that.
Hey, you guys are too busy playing video games.
We're not too busy. We look at that and we're like, what a whore lord of freaking bullshit. All right, let's go do
You're
something
too
else.
Too busy cleaning,
let's go watch
cleaning carburetors and doing all that manly stuff instead of watching what women like and studying it. You know, there's a submissive part, I believe, in every woman. You have to learn how to tap into it. All right. And when that guy got...
It doesn't need to be anything like that
well,
movie,
first
though.
Of all, he was hot as hell with an ass that was to die for. You could just bite it. Ooh, God, that guy had an ass.
We got to move on to the call.
All right, but wait, I wanted to say a merkin is what a woman is supposed to wear. It's like sometimes they're different colors, like... purple or whatever.
It's a fake freaking pubic hair wig.
Yeah, that they put
Let's
on.
Flat out just say what the hell it is.
Yeah. And they're supposed to use it because it keeps the movie from going from
It covers up the real goods there. Just
Yeah, because when they're simulating...
It's like putting a little fur thing there where you won't actually see anything.
Well, the thing is when they're simulating sex, they want to keep it from becoming X as a movie rating. You know?
Sure.
All right. Anyway, there's no reason we can't learn a little something along the way.
Yeah, because, you know, these lessons in life are important that we talk about here about that. Like fake pubic hair. Gotta know that. That's important. That's the next caller.
All right. And then?
Well, then we go to Facebook.
Yeah.
And then we go there. 703. Welcome to the show. 703 right here in our own Commonwealth of Virginia.
Hello. It's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Oh, I've been better. How are you guys doing?
How are we doing? Pretty well, I think. Pretty well. How about
That's
you?
Good. Well, I'm okay. I finally got a hold of the lady from Long & Foster, even though she asked me if I was still available for the position. And I finally called her again today, and she said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'd text you. I'm leading towards somebody else. But I'm still doing a couple more interviews. Are you willing to go to another office somewhere else? And I said no.
Oh.
So I don't know what the hell happened.
Well, you're not the only one. I'm hearing from and many among my private clients are all suffering, having a hell of a time trying to land a good job.
I did have a second interview yesterday, which went really well.
Well, that's
yeah,
good.
Was,
you've got like professional standing.
I've never had a second interview. So
I know. It was the, they do environmental, environmental stuff. It was a second interview. And where we left it, it went really well. Then we got to talking about, music and something. And it turns out she's a bartender at the place where a local bar that I've gone to, down here in Herndon, which is very interesting.
Herndon. I don't think I've ever been there.
I have not been there, but we've heard
it
quite often. We know all about it.
Yeah. Then I had another, someone called me about a potential job with financial type coach in Leesburg and asked me to do a bunch of really weird questions. So I answered them and he wrote back today and said, oh yeah, he loved the answers. So I'm hoping they'll schedule an interview. But this job is just getting, like I said, worse by the day. I don't know. So what do you cards think about my second interview yesterday?
It keeps saying it's coming. It's on the way. But it's just long in coming. Maybe it's the area you're in.
That is a lot of
yeah.
A lot of turnover, lots of jobs, a lot of people moving and coming. That is a hell of an area she lives in.
I mean, you don't know if they are taking people with master degrees to give these jobs because there's such a glut of people looking.
A lot of times they will put that down as a prerequisite, but that you're right, they could use that as a tiebreaker. Because sometimes people get I have these two or three people. I can't decide which one. They're freaking perfect or any of those are perfect. Well, let's look at the resume. Who's got the best education? They come up with some kind of tiebreaker thing. Work experience, best personality.
I will tell you, Andrea, there's a heck of a lot of good-paying jobs available remotely online.
But not what she's doing.
Not what she's doing?
I've looked at some of those, but some of them are just above my... I don't say pay grade. Just some of them I'm not qualified for.
Yeah, it's got to be some kind of thing you have experience in. The really good ones are usually pretty. Usually, the really good paying ones are not just little crap ones that are online at home. You really got to have, know what you're doing with those. They're not gonna pay you $80,000 a year just to go answer the phone for.
No,
somebody.
I wasn't talking about that because there are higher level jobs.
There are.
I've seen.
Yes, but like she said,
they're hybrid where you can go. You go spend time in the office and spend time working at home.
Right, there are, but it has to fall into your field of expertise when you get to that level.
Well,
but they're out there. It doesn't hurt to look, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Andrea. All I can do is tell you it's still here and coming. Now this one you just looks very hopeful.
Yeah, second interview is a big deal because I've never even had one of those. So.
Haven't you always just gotten the job?
Well, I either got it I didn't do a lot of interviews, but I either got it or I turned it down. But they never said come back for another interview. I'm just saying that means something. If you went through one interview and they ask you for a second interview, that sounds like you're like going down to the finalist level. Like you're going final Jeopardy.
Well, it's interesting because we had the interview. I was the very first person they interviewed, and they said they'd give us a couple weeks for, get back to you. In 3 days, they asked me to come back for in person, and I was the first person they interviewed.
Yeah. Good sign.
Very good sign.
I would say that you interview very well, is what I would say.
I would too. It's just that there's such a monstrous amount of people.
There's a lot of stuff going on in that area code.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That is a huge...
Well, at the end of the conversation, she said, I love the way this... I really like the way this is going. So I was like, okay.
Well, and I see promise there. So that's good for you. But they're going to take their time too. And there's always this card of caution, like maybe somebody... will come in that has more. But they have to make up their minds.
Oh, of course. I mean, they have a goal. They're not going to just take their time forever. They got a position to fill, and they want to fill it. Sometimes it's not desperation because somebody's giving them notice so they can take their time to fill. But sometimes somebody just quits, and they're like, oh, shit, we got to fill this. Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors, and she knows that. All right, here's your card, Deb. You ready?
I'm ready.
This is it. Somebody's playing the fact here. Queen of Hearts, playing a major role in this matter, is a medium and complexed woman capable of great sensitivity and understanding. She possesses the characteristics of life's true caregivers. The matter's questions received to take a new direction as a result of efforts of such a woman. So is this woman going to be playing into this?
What's going to happen, Andrea, that I believe is this woman here.
Queen of Hearts.
I'm
not the Queen of Hearts?
Yes.
Okay.
Is going to see something in you. And when you get to the point where they want to offer you the job, it's going to be, I think I've said this before, it's going to be a little bit of a swerve in a direction because they see something in you and they will want to train you for this specialized.
And it makes sense that
that
it's going to be a person that is factoring into this. It makes a lot of sense. You're trying to get a job. Somebody's going to make that decision. So it makes a lot of sense that her card was a person.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. There is going to be a person that makes that decision or a bunch of people, but some head person is the ultimate authority typically, right?
I agree. And the card indicates she's an awesome caregiver, which translates to me into meaning that she cares for people.
So she's probably a really great boss.
That's what I'm thinking.
Really great boss that actually cares
about people. Yeah, she's very nice. She got a promotion. That's why the job is open. Someone, I think, retired, and she got a promotion. And so I would be taking her old job.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay. I mean, it sounds like, keep us in touch.
Oh, yeah.
And good luck
to
you.
Sure.
Good luck to you as always.
Thank you.
And thank you for holding forever.
Yeah, honey.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye for now. All right, I'm opening the floor real quick right now. I sent out the messenger, audio or video, but it has to be that messenger to Deborah Lee. And we're going to keep it up for a couple minutes, and then we're going to jump back to the phones. The clock is running hard. Running. Tick-tock. And we really want it to be people that can't call in on the phone. Don't try to cheat the system. I kind of don't like that. It should be international folks that can't call in. But, you know, it is what it is. We have no control over that. All right. I typed it in. We talked. We'll give it another about 60 seconds. Now we'll go to the phones, and I've extended it a little bit. So what do you think?
I think we don't have any takers.
All right, we're going to the phones, folks.
Yeah.
I'm going to type it in.
There we go.
Do not messenger us now because we are going to area code 520. Holy. Gokelman.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm giddy.
Who are you? Won't you tell me your name?
I thought it was hello, I love you.
I didn't think it was appropriate for me to say that.
Oh. Hello there.
You know, I just think it's so delightful to listen to your show. And I was going to go out tonight. I was going to get ready and everything. I was cleaning the kitchen. I thought, okay, I'll do this and I'll do that. I contacted girlfriends and I said, I'm going out. And then after... And I was going to ride my bike. And then after cleaning the kitchen, I must be allergic to cleaning the kitchen. I fell asleep and did not, anyway, another time. So
sure, there are other days.
Yeah, this is the thing on this thing, what's going on here next door. I went out there this morning because he was out there and he was kind of snippy and I was not, totally. He said, well, what do you want me to say? You know, I said, he said, I didn't sleep again last night. And I said, well, why? And he said, what do you want me to say? I said, I don't want you to say anything. And so then he was explaining something about all his broken down plants. And then I said, well, I don't give a fuck, I said. And I walked in the house. And
you know what? I would have said the same thing. I can't believe she said it. I would have said the same thing. But okay. Go ahead.
And then
he
came and he pounded on my door, and I opened it, and I said,
I am asking you right now. See, I've asked him a million times not to do that. And I said, I am asking you right now not to pound on my door, not to knock on my door. You can text me or you can call me.
Ooh,
and so he's, you know, sitting there, you know, stopped for a minute. And then he just started talking about some kind of bargain deal on the internet or whatever. And I kept trying to repeat it back. And then, you know, he kept going on and he says, stay open to me. He says, stay open. And he put his arms out, stretched them way out. And, like he's hugging the sky. And I said, you know, and I'm trying to listen to him. And then he said something, you know, continued to explain. And I said, whatever. And then closed the door. And he said, you're just a valley girl. You know, he's always calling me valley girl. And I,
he's living in the past. That term is long gone.
Well, he lives in the past. So this
That's
is,
80.
I just, you know, he took off and went somewhere. I stayed home and I was being domestic, but I was going to go out. I was going to go out, like I said, and then I just crapped out. Now, tomorrow's an all-day work thing. Oh, my God, I'll be out of town. I'll be doing this. I'll be doing that. And I was looking all week to tonight. And so, anyway, it is what it is. Deb, what did the card say?
Who ruined it for you? Did he ruin it for you?
Oh, no. God, no. I was gung-ho. I was making my plans. I was I was calling girlfriends. I said, you know, let's do it. And then some girlfriends had to, you know, postpone, cancel. And then I said, well, I fell asleep.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and it's okay. It's all right. You know, next time.
Next time, that's the thing about going out and having fun with friends. It's not the end of the world if the first thing you planned didn't happen. You know, you will all it again.
You know, I was making a nice little dinner for myself, which I'm still making, and it's just an eggplant. Kind of thing. And I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm probably gonna do some other stuff. Everything's fine.
Did you eat an eggplant?
There's the rest
you
of
like
the
to eat eggplant? Is that what you said? You like to eat eggplant?
Yeah, I modify it. I don't bread fry it like, you know, the old, I love it that way, but I don't do it that way. You know, I just cut up tomatoes and put oregano and basil and mozzarella and some other stuff in there, and away we go.
Okay, well, there you go. That sounds like something you kind of do with different vegetables, same kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not an eggplant.
No, eggplant, but you do the same kind of thing, and you like to throw your apple cider vinegar in there.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yep.
Yummy.
One of your dressings.
Well, here's what I got. I have to tell you that you are starting... Okay, you are starting to see more sides to him, all right? He's got a lot of sides. And the fact that he would come and pound on your door...
When you have told him a billion times you don't like that, means he made a conscious
decision
doing that.
I think he forgets, and he doesn't do it all the time, but I just made it really clear. I was in my made it clear kind of mood, you know, I'm just taking a stand on, you know, I thought, I'm taking a stand, man.
I'm glad
Back
you
out.
Did it. And I'm glad you're speaking out.
Yeah, you don't pound on somebody's door unless you think there's a fire and you want to wake them up to get the hell out. That's the only time I've ever pounded on the door to get in.
Yeah.
Or to get somebody's attention. But go ahead.
Well, I'm kind of pondering this one.
Well, she's pondering.
Yeah.
Well, ponder away, my dear.
I still think, Lisa, you're going to reach a point that you're going to want to end this relationship.
And, you know, totally, real quick, unless you're not, you got more thoughts real quick. Even in one that works forever and ever, and people stay married for 50-some years, eventually there is a point where that honeymoon's over.
And then you're going to see what you really got.
And that's when they decide, Well, I'm just saying, that's when they decide, you know, I still love this person, even though I see all these different things now. But some people are like, I really don't like this person after that little honeymoon period's over. I can't see myself living under the same roof with this son of a bitch for 25 years or whatever.
Listen, my...
That's a two-way street.
My violent ex-husband...
Well, not even that, but you're right. That's even
gentleman.
Worse.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst case.
I was not allowed to open my own car door. And, I mean, this guy was like...
Yeah.
Like he walked right out of some kind of book. He was so amazing. And once I married him, boy.
Transformations.
And he would say to me, why do you make me do this to you?
Oh, well, that's a lot of
like
that's
pushing
a lot
me
of,
downstairs.
A lot of criminals.
Oh, yeah. My God, Deb. Yeah.
And through a window.
A lot of criminals and stuff. Are always saying,
Deb.
You know.
Oh.
Yep.
And, you know, I have little children, and I've stayed too long, we'll put it that way. And when he started to use the gun to scare me, I knew.
Oh, Deb!
Yeah. So you don't know what you're really getting until you've got it, all right?
Excuse me.
So,
sorry about that.
I still think you're going to reach a point of thinking to yourself, I deserve better than this. And, you know, and I think you need somebody that's going to love you, you know, like from morning till night and when the cows come home and all of that. And I get the idea from this guy, he uses love as a leverage with you.
Or he doesn't just know anything about anything. He sounds like he's almost, I wouldn't want to say introvert because that is not an accurate description. He is like really sharp in some areas, but he is not sharp in life. He doesn't know a damn thing about life, it sounds like, life in general.
Well,
with other people, I mean.
Yeah.
Interacting with other people, coexisting, you know, because, come on. That's just crazy.
Well,
Interaction, a shout out to Laura in Canada. All right, go back.
I think he's got this facade that he wears to parties. And, you know, he's a big man on campus and all of that. But your cards show you becoming really down and kind of depressed over this. It's going to be a year in a few weeks.
Well, I don't remember the date, but October is on the horizon. It is indeed.
Yeah, and Rachel, she says he has no social skills, and I'm beginning to think that too.
The social skills he has aren't good for a partner.
Yeah.
He probably has good social skills with friends and buddies and stuff, but...
Right now he's coming through as very depressed.
Not with somebody... Doesn't seem like he'd be in a social environment and have a significant other.
Money bothers him. He's bothered because he's kind of... at war with himself. That's why I wonder if maybe the weed is actually going the other way with him. I don't know. It's hard for me to figure this out for you because I don't see him ever physically harming you.
I think it would already have happened.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, this long into your relationship, I think you would already have a real good sign.
You know, he knows my brothers. I've got brothers that are...
Yeah.
You would not believe my brothers. And he has seen photos of them. He's even talked to one of them. No, my brothers are big in my life and nothing, nobody would ever, no, that we would never go. And nobody should ever cross that line anyway.
Right. They should have some kind of organization out there that would, that
brothers
women that
incorporated.
Are, that would go out there and just bastards up. Remember they had the Guardian Angels in New York City? Wasn't it New York City who had these Guardian Angels,
yeah.
Volunteer group that would ride around?
Vigilantes.
And protect innocent citizens. They need to have a group of guys that would say, like, all right, this woman's got an ex-boyfriend, it's a stalker, and these group of guys, like the Guardians, get together, and they go beat the snot out of this guy with some rubber hoses and pipes and say, you know what? Don't show up at her house again. Do not stalk her. Do not pretend you're going to do a murder-suicide, or we're gonna hang you on a freaking meat hook and torture you to death. You ass white, leave her alone.
Well, he
has
mood swings. And I wonder if he's treated for that. You know, you've told me that he is on certain medications.
And oh, I don't know what kind.
Well, because of the accident.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, I have no idea. I can't even. I don't even know about Medicaid. I don't take medications myself. I mean, when I was injured after the car wreck, I asked the orthopedic surgeon department, the PA. I said, am I going to get addicted to this oxycodone? And he said, yes. And I said, no, I'm not. And I would live with the
well, no, how the hell can you just say that?
I took it occasionally.
What
I would not.
Did that guy just say, yes, you are going to get addicted? Why would he say that?
Yeah, he said you will get addicted. And so I said, you know,
that guy's
to myself.
So far, he could probably give himself his own colonoscopy.
Through that, and I would,
I would
take I don't take anything. I take nothing. I know nothing about nothing. You know, I drink water. I drink my coffee in the morning. I don't, you know, I don't do stuff like that. So, anywho.
Anywho.
Yeah, well, right now, you guys are in kind of a, like a trough right now in your relationship because he is feeling a lot. This card is depression. And he wants things to go back to the way they were between you, but it's like...
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he's always been the head in the sand kind of guy. He wants to put his head in the sand, and then when everything's back to the way it was, he wants to pull his head out of the sand. He's not happy when it's not the way it was.
This is what I made up my mind. I'm just going to have my own life and be friendly, and, you know, we can... So
yeah.
I'm not going to get stuck or mired down, and I'm going to speak my mind.
What I notice is you're not so submissive anymore, and that's...
Oh, I bet you know who's noticed that, too.
It's irritating him, I think.
Yeah, he's noticed that, too.
And some men are like that. They want their women to, you know...
They want them to be robots. They want them to be very assertive when they want it, but not when they don't want it, right?
Like a Stepford wife.
I remember that's very famous. Was it a book and a movie?
Well, they redid it.
Yeah.
With, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I never saw it, but I remember it was very, very big in its day, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I have a whole network of people that I know and care about here, and it's mutual. People care about me. So I'm not... That would be for an isolated individual, I think, that would succumb to someone... That is, or maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm talking through my ass.
A borderline on that. You used to be, you know, where he got.
Well, this is the thing with him. He was very, I don't know how to read it. It's charming, you know, we had a lot of fun. We laughed and I just. I don't know if I gave myself over to him in the way of, well, maybe, I don't know, I'll have to look at it. And, you know, I've had girlfriends that advise me, you know, keep a bag by the door so that when it gets emotionally down and out, because I'd get down and out about stuff with him and take your bag and disappear for 3 days. Go somewhere, you know, and you know, go stay on your sister's couch or whatever. And so I thought about that, too. But,
I have my lovely
bike. I didn't even ride my bike today. I just fell asleep. I cleaned the kitchen. It was a Olympic workout in that kitchen.
Well, come on over here. You can do this one, too. Yeah.
Oh,
and you know what?
No.
When you do stuff, it is okay to take a nice, long, happy nap. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. I was going to say something, too. Do you have to re-sign a new lease?
You know, I do, but I did call about this because there were times that I was really serious about moving in this whole year. And earlier on, I did call, and I said, if I break my lease, what will happen? And I was advised that they'd work with me if I needed to. So I'm good.
That's good. That means that they have a lot of folks ready to move in, so that's cool.
And also they would help her out. Yeah. So, Lisa, that might be something to think about. If you put a little distance between the two of you, I think he very likely would try to treat you better, maybe.
Or not, but then you would know. That's the thing. Right now, there's so much convenience there living next to each other. Nobody really knows. Yeah, go ahead.
And, you know, if I moved, that would be it. I would have no interest. I wouldn't be, no, there'd be no connection because, you know, if I moved, that would be it.
Okay. Yeah, well, if you move, that's your decision. But some people would move to see if it's truly a thing meant to be. You should be able to have a little bit of distance still be meant to be. But she's made up her mind. If she moves, that means goodbye.
Well, and his mood swings, to me, are just too frequent. And it's difficult to determine why. You know, we've never all discussed this, but this man might have taken a turn towards the gay life because he couldn't have any success with women.
And you know what, Deb, the other thing is this car wreck, not to try to protect anyone, this car wreck was huge. I mean, it was big. It was monumental. He had saved all his life for his car, and it was utterly destroyed. It was totaled. And then he finally, that's why he was having a hard time settling on another car, because that car was his dream boat car. And then physically, he took a big hit, huge hit, physically. I don't think he'll ever be back.
You know, the thing is, when you have setbacks like this, this should be a time for growth and maturity to develop. You know, and there's parts of him that come off to me like a spoiled child.
Oh, yeah. You know, he is a spoiled child in many ways. I am, too. You know, I tell him, you know, he keeps bugging me about different stuff. He goes down the list. And I tell him, if you're going to go down the list, if you're going to keep bugging me about that, I want you to do it for me. He says, you're a big girl. You can do it yourself. And I said, well, then you don't tell me to do that. If you're not going to do it for me, don't bitch at me for not doing it.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
That is a great response.
He doesn't get angry. Okay, he wants me. He does not like for me to, because he experiences this himself. He does not like when I wear those orthopedic pads in your shoes, the flip-flops, because he's done it himself and he's gotten plantitis or whatever you call. And so he'd always bug me about that. And
plantar fasciitis.
Whatever it is, it's called. I don't take an interest in it, and he always bugs me. And I said, look, if you're going to – I said, you do it yourself. You order the stuff for me, and you do my shoes. And then he says, you're a big girl, you do it yourself. No, okay, I don't want to hear it from you. I'm not going to do it. If you don't want to do it, then leave me alone. You know, so it gets to that point.
I'd have a hard time holding my tongue. When he'd say, you're a big girl, I'd be saying, you're a big boy. Why aren't you screwing me?
Yeah, or you're a big boy. Why are you freaking giving me advice about shit and then don't want to follow through with it?
Yeah. Grandma,
your minds are one-way street.
Well, she was talking about the bang bang. I didn't even bring that up, the bang bang.
There's bang bang chicken. There's bang bang salad.
Oh, yeah, the bang bang shrimp. Yeah, it's a bang bang. She bang, she bang.
I like that right. Bang bang shrimp.
That is pretty good, tasty. It's a weird name.
Oh,
yeah.
Grandma has a philosophy pertaining to these cards, and I think he is turning into the poster child for it. And her thing was, she called it spoiled brain. She said there are some people that simply indulge the pleasure center of their brain. Everything's got to be.
Well, the Romans did that.
Did they?
Well, the rich, obviously, the Romans. Now, the Romans, come on, they were having orgies and vomitoriums. They were indulging all that. They were indulging this. That was the elite, obviously not the common folk. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, with him, I feel like he can't handle distress. You know, he can't handle.
You can't handle the truth.
You are so much more sharp than he is. I mean, you've had to literally, it seems like, draw pictures for him. you know, and then he wants to tell you how to wear your shoes?
Or what type of inserts and
well,
stuff.
Well, he doesn't do that anymore.
It was inserts.
He did,
yeah.
You know, it was just giving an example.
Giving
you know,
an example of an interaction where she had to say,
well,
WTF,
if he was a Muslim, he'd have you in a burqa. You know, whatever.
Oh,
whatever.
God, that's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't let that happen.
I mean, I
no.
You wouldn't even entertain that for one millisecond.
I would pay you money if you would ask him. So, hey, guy, dude, whatever. I'm curious about you. This, it's going on a year, and we've never had sex. What's up with that? Are you a man that is asexual, or I mean, I would want him to tell me.
You know, there were a couple of times that he came at me. In fact, more than a couple. And I think I told you about the one time that I was in the kitchen. I was on crutches, freshly new on crutches.
Yeah.
And he came at me, and I had been working on putting the meal together. I was on crutches.
Yeah.
I did take that pain med at that time because it was brand new, the pain, and I. And he came at me. He came at me, and I said, don't. And I needed a shower. I was exhausted, and I didn't put it together. And a few days later, I talked to him, and I said, you know, the time has to be right. It can't be, you know, and he says, oh, you just, you make more of it than what you should, you know, that kind of thing.
It's not from this planet.
How does he react when you brought up the subject of sex?
Yeah. I mean, what?
Do I bring it up? I don't know if I bring it up. Okay. Well, I make statements. Yeah, I do make statements. I make statements. He just, I don't know, Deb. I've talked to you privately about this. It's just,
I'm going to do one
I'm
thing.
Not,
we're going to do one thing here quickly, Lisa. You have blocked, been with us week after week, day after day since October. I'm going to look at his cards. We're going to metaphysically spy on him a little bit, and we're going to see what's cooking. What is cooking? Whoa.
Think she's doing that now.
No, but do you know what that
I think
is?
She just got shut down. Her card just blew up.
Can you help me get them? Do you know what
Deb, I can't. You're not going to get them all. You're done. They're everywhere.
Then I'll use the other deck.
Fuck. Are you going to still go through with this?
Yeah.
You don't consider that a sign?
Yes, this is a big sign when the deck
goes. It's a sign not to do
it. You know what it means?
Don't do it.
It means this guy is a hot mess.
No, I can't
and
get through here with
this
the camera
would be,
going.
Well, don't worry about it. I found the other deck. And with that means he's a hot mess
right.
In emotionally and driven to explosions. You know what I mean? Outbursts. All right, got another one. Gotta pee, go pee. All right, here we go. We're looking at his cards. Now, how I do this, and this is kind of a little lesson for y'all, how I'm doing this is I'm thinking of you, Lisa, and I'm going through your emotion for him because I have never seen a picture of him. I don't even really know his first name. I don't know his first name. I know nothing. As, what was his name, Jim?
Colonel Clink. Or what was it?
Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. Yeah.
I know nothing.
All right.
My brother quotes that. My brother
so we're gonna
say
we're
that.
Gonna, we're going to look at him. So I've got to go through you, through your emotions to him. Okay, and that's what and the way you do this is you kind of say to the deck, I am sending the query for this reading through Lisa to that man about the man that she loves. So these are going to be his cards. All right, here
okay.
We go. Yeah, everybody hold the breath now. All right, let me cut this again with my full concentration. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Now I got to count them out. All right. Wow, that's weird how that deck exploded. exploded. I couldn't even begin to read them. Put them all over the place. I think Jim is having his period these days. He's on the rag.
Yes, he can breathe now.
All right, I'm going to tell you the honest truth here, okay? This here, clearly, as I've laid out these cards, I have to tell you, this guy needs to be in therapy. He really does. Now, I know nowadays the shrinks, the psychiatrists basically just dole out drugs. You know, they ship you or put you in the care of a sort of psychoanalyst or a psychologist, whatever. He needs therapy. He really does. He has an anger in him that is really easy to trigger. And here's the sad part. He really kind of hates himself with what I've seen. Yeah.
Poor dude.
When I asked about you, about how he truly feels about you, he is seeing you on the same level as that girl that really hurt him, the one that he told you about from his past.
Yeah.
He hasn't fully gotten over that wound. And this happens a lot, you know, where men especially will carry this painful ending of a relationship with them for a long time. And she's right here. She's the queen of spades. And I'm thinking that this was somebody that was of a European type of descent. Italian, maybe something like that. She could have
probably been
Greek,
yeah.
Greek. But
yeah,
he really
they go back.
Yes, and he was very tangled up with her. And you're not going to believe this. This is going to flip you the right out. Okay. God, I just lost it. You shouldn't have done that to me.
I can't do anything.
Well, hopefully it'll come
back. He's going to flip you out about some bitch.
Yeah, about his feelings.
Oh, I thought it was about some one of the chicks.
It was about why he's not having sex with Lisa. And it relates to her. That it's as if this woman stole his spirit, his spirit as a man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, Deb, he
still got a
penis. He did tell me a few times, and I think I told you this privately. I don't want to say it on the air, but it's an affirmative as far as moving forward in that realm. He did talk to me about that. And
he's got anger toward her that simply he will not allow himself to do it with you because you're going to hurt him the same way. That's what I get.
He did tell me he wanted to, and we should do it. And that was, when was it? I forget when it was. I think I told you that, Deb. I told you.
What?
But... Well, I have to tell you off air. I don't want to speak on the radio because it's too intimate. I don't know. I have to tell you off air. There's a whole dimension there where
somebody take this whole reading and conversation out and just said party A and party B didn't tell me who are the man or the woman, I would say this is flip-flopped. No guy says, I love to have sex with you, but I might get hurt. I've never heard a guy say that in his entire natural human life.
No, he didn't say he wanted to get
planet.
Hurt. He just said
he was worried.
He would be available.
I'm going to give you my heart.
He told me, he said, say the word, he said, and we'll do it. You know, he did tell me that.
Oh, he did.
I just, Yeah, but, well, Deb, I think I told, I thought I mentioned that to you, Deb.
Yeah, well, you may have,
you
know.
There you guys have too much offline.
And then he said some other things. He did some other things. And I told him stuff. And the thing is, I don't know. I have to do this off air. I can't. This is too intimate.
Roger that.
It's okay. They've all seen enough of your underwear anyway.
Who has?
The public.
Oh, I was thinking realistically underwear. I'm like, where? I haven't seen any underwear pictures.
He's got to.
I want to see those.
He's got to get straightened out. This guy's got some psychological issues. And I told you, I really believe that he was molested as a child. I honestly believe that.
Oh, it may never come out, though.
Yeah.
Oh, poor dear. Oh, see, when you pick up these things in the card reading, my heart breaks for him, and then I start to be really kind to him and more open to him. I'm just so sad.
I know, but sometimes it happens so early in your life that you don't realize, oh, my God, my uncle was molesting me as a little girl, but I didn't know what that was. Nobody back then said, don't let men touch you. And he was an uncle.
Nobody is allowed to touch you in your bathing suit area.
He has no right to be inside my underwear when I was 4 or 5 years old. You know what I mean? And so he probably, this could be a movie about this guy. You know.
Oh, it'll be on OWN or Lifetime.
So I just wanted to tell you, this is why I wanted to look at his card. He's not doing anything with any guy. It's here. There are men here, but they're not involved with him.
You don't do anything with anyone, right?
And he turned down the young man that moved in.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because it looked like the young guy kind of hit on him, and he was like, no.
Really?
No. Yeah. So, all right. Jim is gonna.
I'm just pointing out the clock. I'm just pointing the clock out. I'm not Hitler.
We gotta go.
Quit going, give me Lisa. Quit making me the bad guy.
Thank you. Thank you too. You Cupids. You Earth Cupids.
All of
Earth
us. All of us send
Earth
you
angel.
Loving
Earth
energy.
Angel.
We don't want to see you get hurt by this guy.
Nobody should get hurt.
And I always felt that you would want to walk away. So
just walk away.
Yeah. Bye. These boots are made for walking, and that's what they will do.
That's right, Debbie Boone. You tell them. All right.
No, that was Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, that's right. I got the wrong daughter of a person. Hey, they're both daughters of famous people. That was Debbie Boone was much later than Nancy Sinatra. Yes, I am wrong. Debbie Boone was what, 70s, 80s singing? Yes.
Oh.
Debbie Boone.
I think she had eating
disorder. Was like 2 years earlier, a decade earlier.
You light up my life.
Yeah. All right, my bad. I got the wrong chick of a famous guy.
Wrong dysfunctional for people.
Alrighty. All right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. I have to do this because otherwise they're going to just shut us down the show. Because when you got to go, you got to go.